One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes...
It's time again for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away.
And here now is Brother Roloff.
And fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
Out on the hills of glory land,
so happy and free at God's right hand,
they tell of a place through marvelous grace called heaven's right shore.
Pilgrims of earth
someday will go
to live in that home
forevermore by trusting in Him who died for sin and rose from the grave.
On heaven's bright shore, there'll be no dying, not one little grave in all that fair land.
Not even a tear will dim the eye,
and no one up there will say goodbye,
just singing His praise through endless days. On heaven's bright shore, the heavenly shore,
when I must cross that rolling tide,
someone will be on the other side to welcome my soul to that fair land made perfect by love.
As I walk
up that Milky Way,
I'll see that homecoming
in array. How great it must be for angels to see a pilgrim reach home.
On heaven's bright shore, there'll be no dying, not one little grave
in all that fair land, that wonderful land.
Not even a
tear will dim the eye,
and no one up
there will say goodbye, just singing His praise through endless days. On heaven's bright shore, that heavenly shore,
on heaven's bright shore, there'll be no dying
over there,
not one little grave
in all that fair land.
Not even a
tear will dim the eye,
and no one up
there will say goodbye, just sing His praise through endless days. On heaven's bright shore.
Amen. Well, I'll never get tired of hearing them sing. I tell you, it's a blessing.
Jesus is here to bless all His children. His sweet Holy Spirit now floods through my soul. Jesus is here to bless all His children. His sweet Holy Spirit now floods through my soul. The lame came and walked, the dumb came and jumped, and the deaf left hearing His word. The blind came to see, the captive set free, and the sick left praising His name. Jesus is here to bless all His children. His sweet Holy Spirit now flies through my soul. Jesus is here to bless all His children. His sweet Holy Spirit now floods through my soul. His sweet Holy Spirit now floods through my soul.
Amen. I tell you, that's sweet and good. Thank you, Gene and Gina, Risa, and the rest of the quartet. Have your Bible, turn with me please to the book of Romans. I feel like the Lord has led me tonight to one of the most practical chapters in the Bible. There's no doctrinal book in the Bible that'll really compare favorably with the book of Romans. I mean, if ever you want to meet the doctor and the proper doctrine, you go to the book of Romans. Now, we hear a lot about the Roman road and plan of salvation, chapter 10, and of course chapter 1 and chapter 3 and chapter 4, salvation by grace. And he goes on into the battleground and comes up to the 8th chapter and said, "There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ." And then he makes it plain in chapter 10, and then talks about the spiritual graft. And then in the 12th chapter, that's where we are, in the 12th chapter of the book of Romans, he's going to come to the one of the biggest therefores in the Bible. Therefore. Now, something always takes place before the Holy Spirit says, therefore. And so I'm going to read this great chapter, the 21 verses. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren." Salvation's come. We've already been translated from the shades of night to the plains of light. And now then, he's fixing to say, it's time to apply the doctrine. Now, you've been given, every man's been given the measure of faith. And you've been saved, brethren. Now then, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present. That's right, you present. You make a present of your life. Now, God can take it, but it'd be better for you to give it to Him. And there's no substitute for this present. Now, you can give your money, that won't do. You can talk about your talent, that won't do. He said, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies." Your bodies. A sacrifice. That's not what he said. A living sacrifice. You know, I'd rather be a living saint than a dead saint. And I don't care 2 cents about anybody worshiping me when I'm dead or when I'm alive. We worship God. And so he said that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. H, now here's your unknown word. This is the most unwelcome word of this generation. H-O-L-Y. Holy. Now that rebukes immorality. That does away with profanity. That does away with pornography. Fact is, really, that one word right there would paralyze television. You know, I noticed a statement somebody sent me. Billy Graham said, the number one enemy of the family is television. We're living in times when people can diagnose the case, but they won't accept the remedy. Had a conference with somebody today, and their conviction, see, They've already, you know, like a lot of preachers, they're against the license, but they got one. They got one. And then a lot of times, they get a license, get rid of it, and have to answer why they ever had it. But, to me, that's better than just going and keeping it. In other words, how many of us have ever lived as long as most of us have lived and just never made a mistake? Most of us have made mistakes and blunders. But you know, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself. Somebody put a clipping on my desk here a while ago concerning a man that has, and there's been a mighty protest about it, and they call him a man like Hitler. He's with the DHR, and he made a statement that people, poor people, had no right to have children. He believed in sterilization, and I got to thinking about that sitting there a while ago. He said some good things. He said, number one, he said if they can't take care of them and going to depend on welfare, they forfeit their right to have children. Well, of course, I don't agree with his, with all of his philosophy, but I'll say this. I don't believe God would give children to a mother and daddy and wouldn't give them strength to protect them and take care of them. But they'll never get the job done on welfare. And so even the welfare is getting tired of taking care of people that won't work. But they've inspired them. I mean, they've trained our people to be... We're living in a welfare generation. They got where they'll pay you more to be on welfare than they will to get out and go to work. And now they're hollering about it. Here's what I thought. I pass it on to you. The church... Did you know that many young people have taken so much dope and filth until they have sterilized themselves? They've killed out their possibility of reproduction. Now, are you ready for the lesson? The church across this country has had so much dope coming out of the pulpit until she's sterilized. Can't have any children. Don't need a maternity ward because nobody is expecting.
Amen.
That's the same. Now, we talk about abortion and how bad. And the leading woman called me today, said, Brother Wolf, you told me to call you in the letter you wrote me. I'm calling you. They were here the other day. And I said, I want to ask you, before I support somebody for office, I want to ask you about your relationship to ERA. Well, she said, I'm a member of it. I said, yeah. But I said, now listen, I'll never support anybody that's tied in with equal rights for women and that organization. But she said, now, I'm not for homosexuality. And I'm not for abortion. I stand like you do. I said, I know, but you're still in with that same group. And they're all going to get after one thing. And that's going to be the home and the church that stands for righteousness and for the right thing. Well, we better read on. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies, living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Now let me ask you this. If it's not holy, I'm talking about your body now. He didn't say your spirit. He said your body. He said if it's holy, it's acceptable to God. Do you want your body to be acceptable to God? Do you? Would you like for your body, if you weigh 150 pounds, would you like for it to be acceptable to God? And then notice something else, which is your reasonable service. Nothing unreasonable about giving to Christ what you cannot keep and receiving something that you cannot lose. What's unreasonable about that? I mean, if I wouldn't mind if I had a bank account and I couldn't keep it and I scared everybody and his dog going to rob me. And I had a sack of money or something. I thought somebody, if I had somebody that I knew could keep it for me and never lose a bit of it and be available throughout eternity, well, I'd turn it over to him, wouldn't you? Now then, that's exactly what we do with Christ. We give to him what we cannot keep. I can't keep myself. I've never been able to keep me. But the Lord can keep me. And so he said, which is your reasonable service. Now then, here's where the rub begins. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now then, it's a matter of being conformed, and if you are, if you conform to the world, you'd be deformed spiritually. We got more mentally retarded people in this generation than ever before. Why? We've got more hyperactive children than ever. Why? They're finally getting around now to trying to drop the hammer on the vending machines and the school junk food that they're serving the children. Well, it's pretty late. We've already wrecked a generation of children. The filth that they eat. The average dog has a lot better food than the child that plays with him. Isn't that sad? Man, listen. Why, that little old dog develops a little sneeze, and to the dog doctor they go. And the doctor says, feed him this, and brother, they got... Do you know what the best fed thing in America is? Chickens. You know why? Money. Money. Boy, I heard in Kansas, I went out to the airport in Newton, Kansas, and I heard them saying, now, you need to give this to your cattle because this will put 40 extra pounds on them. You know what that is? A drug. You know who's going to eat that? The American people. Used to we could raise everything without any shots. Old cows go out there and eat the grass and never get sick. Old mule graze in the pasture and on Sudan grass, and you milk the milk and you plow the mule and you what? Just look like everything. No veterinarian. No veterinarian. We didn't ever have to have anything like that. We did. We had an old dog called Bulger. And I had a little old dog named Queen. And I had a little old dog named Toy. Always remember them. And they never did get sick. I tell you when the dogs begin to get sick, it's when they begin to eat what the people were eating. And when the people begin to get sick, the dogs... Have you ever heard of getting sick as a dog? Huh? You don't say that no more, man. I'm sick as a person. See, people are sick today because they don't know what it is to prepare the right kind of food, eat the right kind of food. No, sir. You take those English peas out there. You know the best way to eat them? Raw. I was riding along with Mary. She came to pick me up last, whenever I left. And we'd gone. I said, Mary, stop. Back up. Those peas are ready. And I got out there, and I got to picking peas. And, of course, Aaron and his little fast-growing brother jumped out there. And so I opened up some peas, and I began to eat them. And, of course, they were ready to eat, so I just began to feed them raw peas. Man, that little boy, this morning, he came up to me. He wanted me to peel him some more peas, shell him some more peas. Boy, there they were eating raw peas, see. But you see people, they say, oh, man, you wouldn't eat them raw. Why not? Why do you got to take them in there and put them in your murder with the cook stove and boil them for a while and then knock all the life out of them and then have to put some salt and a bunch of other stuff in them to try to bring the taste back to them? And nobody crazier than people. Fact is, I the peas that I picked, Mary, I don't know whatever happened to them. I know one thing. Did Aaron steal my peas? You kept them, didn't you, in the car? I looked up. I thought I put them in the airplane. I guess I didn't. But I tell you what, raw food, food like God gives it, see. You know, back in my 6 days, what I used to do, and I'm just trying to share something with you. I didn't like grapefruit in the first place very much. because they were sour. And they were, you've heard of, full of acid, you know. You ever heard that? Oh, so full of acid, you know. People talk about acid, you know. They don't realize what it does when they get in the system that it's not acid. But anyhow, I'd take, if I couldn't get an orange, I'd whack a grapefruit open. And I never dreamed then we'd be raising a lot of grapefruit. And I'd put a lot of white sugar on top of it. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? See, y'all just as depraved as I am, aren't you? Man, I just cover it with sugar and let her soak a while, you know, and then dig it out and enjoy that sugar. That's back in my sick days. That's right. And, you know, if we could... Now, we take the Word of God, and the Bible said don't add to it, don't take from it. If we'd practice that with a lot of God's food, we'd be a lot better off. You know, man feels like, I've got to improve the Bible. We've got a better Bible now. We've improved it. We got 100 scholars together. Man, they studied. That's twice as many plus 20 as it took to write the thing to start with. The wonderful Bible, to write the wonderful Word to start with. They had 40 people over a period of 16. Now then, it takes 100 just to revise it. You know what they did? They took out the these and the thys. Isn't that tremendous? Boy, it must take a lot of smart to do that. You know what they put in? They put in Y-O-U. That's their main addition, you know. They said that makes it, you know, that makes it, you know, right down where people are, see. As far as I'm concerned, let the people get up there where it is. Don't bring God down. Bring yourself up by His marvelous grace. Well, be not conformed to this world, be you transformed by the renewing. Here it is. The renewing of your mind, that you may prove what's good, acceptable, perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, let me come back just a minute. Have you heard during your generation, as I have in mine, so much talk about the perfect will of God and the permissive will of God? I wonder if that's not where a lot of this permissive living started. And in other words, they began to preach since the perfect will of God seemed a little bit high for most people. They said, let's set up a permissive will of God. And God will permit it. Of course, that's not what He wants out of us. But, Lord, I'm not really interested in your perfect will. I'd like just a permissive will. I don't want the best. I want the second best. And to me, a good deal of foolishness mixed up in that. If God has a perfect will for us, why don't we go after that? You say, do you think you know the perfect will of God? So far as my life is concerned, the perfect will of God is for me to preach. The last 2 weeks, I've enjoyed preaching 60 minutes at least every night. Every night. Now, I know it's God's will for me to preach. I mean, that's what He called me for. That's the reason I'd like to get a lot of things out of the way so we could, you know, just spend the time preaching. That's the reason I'd like to settle this thing legally. I get tired of fighting the state and the government and going to courthouse and peddling around wasting God's money. But what are you going to do about it? Just quit? No, sir, we're not. Amen. We're going right on.
That's right.
You know, you say, well, when are you going to quit? When we win. Amen. When God brings the enemy to his knees and when right reigns, and when we get justice. And brother, that's all we've ever asked. We've not asked for any favors of the court. All we've asked for is just an honest rendition of constitutional liberty. And that's it. All right? Next verse. I say, through the education that given to me. No, through the grace. Grace talk. Given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to man, to every man, what? The measure of faith. Now, Frank Vanco, I saw Diane, your sister. She introduced to me to her lovely future husband. Wonderful man. I tried to discourage him and her, but I couldn't. No way. I knew they, but it's a lovely couple, wonderful couple. Now then,
Did you know that God gave to you the same amount of faith that He gave to me? There's one thing that we all... I think there are two things that everybody has the same amount of. I mean exactly the same. Everybody has the same amount of faith. And everybody that's saved has the same amount of grace.
We are delighted that you joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff. The message today is entitled Romans Chapter 12. If you'd like to receive this message on a CD, simply ask for offer number RO94. It's important that we cover shipping and handling, so we ask for a gift of at least $10, and we certainly would like to have today's date and the call letters to the radio station you're now listening to. To order by credit card, call toll-free at 1-800-772-7507. The address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. The special offer for the month of June is God Bless America. Some of the songs heard on the music CD are God Bless America, We've Heard Footsteps, Lord, to Be Used of Thee, I Want That Mountain, and many, many more. Simply write to us and ask for the CD entitled God Bless America, and the offer number is RO822. And include $10 to help with shipping and handling. The address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. To use your credit card, call toll-free at 1-800-772-7507. Again, the offer is God Bless America, offer number RO822. The credit card number again, it's a toll-free number, by the way, 1-800-772-7507. And our address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. Now, this is Gene Price speaking for the staff here at the Roloff Ministries, wishing you a wonderful day, and we're looking forward now to being with you again the next time we broadcast here on the Family Altar program.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea.